Hello and welcome back to the all new episode of the Bike Wale podcast. I'm Anuj and I'm joined by my dear colleague Suvil. Hi Suvil, thanks for joining us once again.
Hi Anuj, it's always good to be back on the show. Yeah, it's always great to talk about two-wheelers. So hi.
Yeah, so we are covering a very interesting topic today. And it will be highly beneficial for our listeners. Beneficial on monetary front. As we know, fuel prices are at an all-time high. I mean, who would have thought a few years back that a liter of petrol will cost us over 100 rupees? This is one of the main reasons why the electric boom is happening. A lot of EV makers are entering the market and a lot of people are buying them. But you might be, so our listeners might be one of those people who, like us, who are not really ready to move to EVs and want to stick with combustion engine powered bikes and scooters. But that means more running cost also. So wouldn't it be great if we can save some bucks while continuing to ride petrol powered two-wheelers? Well, it's undoubtedly yes. And you can do that by trying to extract the best possible mileage from your existing bike or scooter. Chances are that you might have been ignoring this aspect of your two-wheeler and just ranting about the skyrocketing fuel prices. Well, we don't blame you, but let's try to change that. So we will give you a few tips that can improve or help you obtain the best fuel efficiency from your two-wheeler. And Suvil, I would like to hear from you. What do you think is the most or one of the most important factors to get the best possible fuel efficiency?
So there's a lot of things that you can do to improve the fuel efficiency of your motorcycle or your scooter. And one of the most basic things, and this thing is often overlooked, and that's the tire pressure of your vehicle. An underinflated tire will increase the rolling resistance, which will cause the engine to burn more fuel without giving you the kind of speed at which you should be traveling at, right? So I think having a correct tire inflation is a very important thing. It will help you decrease the rolling resistance of the tire and help you deliver better fuel economy. That's the most basic thing I can think of right now.
That's absolutely true, Suvil. I mean, as you said, this is one of the most basic but often overlooked things. And another thing I want to add here, so another factor that people tend to overlook is properly or regularly servicing their two-wheeler. So when I say servicing the two-wheeler, one of the most important factors here is changing the engine oil on time. So that's one of the good ways to obtain the best possible mileage. If you service your bike at regular intervals and change your engine oil at intervals as per recommended by the manufacturer of your vehicle. So engine oil performs the function of providing lubrication to the internal components of your bike's engine so that the friction, as Suvil said about tires, so friction plays an important role here as well. So lubrication or engine oil reduces the friction of the internal components of your engine. And if the engine oil is not in top-notch order, the engine tends to work harder to roll. It needs to work harder to roll and get the bike moving. And that means more gasoline is burnt in the process. It also basically increases the heat within the engine. So ultimately, more fuel is burnt in the process. Another thing that is important is to choose an engine oil of the correct grade, the one recommended by the manufacturer or for your particular model. So let's not get too deep into this because engine oil is a vast topic in itself. And we will surely be covering engine oils in future episodes of the podcast. And let's move on to the next point. What do you think, Suvil, is the next point?
I think the next point is related to servicing your motorcycle, and that's keeping your air filters clean. What happens is a dirty air filter would obstruct the amount of air that's sucked into the engine, and it would affect the mixture of air and fuel to generate the heat that's used to, you know, make the engine work. So having a clean air filter is a very crucial thing. First of all, you should replace the air filter at regular intervals. And what you can do is removing an air filter and getting it cleaned is not a big task. So if you can, you know, once in a month, just open up the air filter box, clean the internals with a clean cloth, and just dust the air filter out, it will really help you achieve the best mixture, the air to fuel mixture combination, and help you squeeze out more better fuel economy from your motorcycle than, let's say, as compared to an air filter that's not very clean, that's filled with dust and it's obstructing the airflow into the engine. I think that's an important thing.
Yeah, Suhail, that's that. That was a very good point. And to all the listeners, I want to say that these were things regarding pampering your motorcycle or maintaining your bike or replacing certain things in your bike at regular intervals. But there is something that even you can contribute to saving fuel by taking care of your riding style. Your riding style heavily influences your bike's fuel economy. Well, we all love the adrenaline rush we get when we go fast or accelerate aggressively. But always remember, while doing this, it drastically increases the amount of fuel your motorcycle guzzles down. So unless you are out on a joyride in your favorite mountain roads or some nice trail, it is advisable to keep your throttle inputs smooth and gradual. Another thing to remember, I think, is while riding, do not redline in every gear. Do not accelerate it to the red line in before shifting to the next gear. Gear shifting is basically one of the main factors determining your bike's fuel consumption. The higher you go in the rev band, more amount of combustion takes place in a given time. And as a result, more gasoline is burnt. So instead of going too deep in this, I'll just say, keep your throttle inputs gradual, ride in the right gear for a given speed, at a given speed, and avoid redlining as much as possible. So now, also,
over here, a lot of manufacturers nowadays give you an eco indicator to indicate at what speed you are squeezing out the most fuel economy. That's a very good reference point to make sure that you are squeezing the maximum fuel economy from your scooter or your motorcycle. In some of the older bikes with maybe an analog instrument cluster, you would have these green markers on the speedometer suggesting which zone, which speed zone is ideal for bringing out the most fuel economy. So I think you should stick to that manufacturer recommended eco mode or that indicator on the speedometer to make sure that you're getting the most out of your motorcycle.
Thank you so much, Suhail, for reminding this point. So basically, even manufacturers have made it easy. Most of them have made it easy for you to extract the best mileage. Now, these were certain things which you can do to get best mileage from your bike in the stock form. There are also other interesting ways, or you can say modifications, that can improve the fuel economy of your bike. And the first thing, one of the cheapest ways, is by altering the final drive ratio of your bike, which essentially you can do by tweaking one of the sprockets or both sprockets of your bike. So a few days back, when me and Neil sat down to discuss performance mods for bikes, we had talked about this in detail. If you want to understand the technicality of this concept in a very comprehensive way, do not forget to listen to the 8th episode of our show. Now, to give you a quick recap, how does this altering one of the sprockets increase mileage? So basically, the stock sprocket or the set of sprockets of your bike have certain number of teeth. And by changing this number, you can change the final drive ratio. You can make the gearing of your bike. So by changing the final drive ratio, you'll basically change the gearing of your bike by making it either shorter or taller as compared to stock gearing. So shorter gearing will give you better acceleration, while taller gearing will give you higher top speed. Now, this is related to the performance, engine performance of your bike. So to obtain better fuel economy, you'll have to focus on the latter part. So obtaining higher top speed. When you make the gearing of your bike taller, that means it rides at lower revs for a given speed. And at lower revs, when the bike is not revving too high, ultimately translates in better fuel efficiency. And so this is actually a bit technical, but yeah, this is what you should be remembering, that by making the gearing taller, your bike won't be revving as much, and that will translate in better fuel economy. Another benefit of this thing is that it also increases the top speed of your bike to maybe some small extent, but it does. You can make the gearing taller by either reducing the number of teeth in the rear sprocket or adding teeth in the front sprocket. And remember that by adding 2 to 4 teeth also makes a considerable difference. So you don't need to make big changes. There's also one more benefit of adding an aftermarket sprocket, is that aftermarket sprockets are usually lighter than the stock ones, which will help in saving weight. Again, it won't be a big difference, but yeah, weight reduction does put an impact on the mileage. The next mod is remapping ECU. So ECU is basically an engine control unit, which all fuel injected motorcycles have. It monitors and alters different parameters of your engine, mainly fueling and ignition timing. Similar to sprockets, we had also discussed about ECU remapping in the 8th episode, when Neil had provided a comprehensive information on this thing, and you can go check it out if you want. So here, what you need to know for now is that after installing a piggyback ECU in your bike, you can download different ECU maps. While most of the riders use those maps, which provide a bump in the power output for better performance, but there are also maps available for extracting better mileage. But one catch here is that reflashing your stock ECU or installing a piggyback module is a pretty expensive affair. So for instance, one performance sprocket, front or rear, will cost you somewhere between 2,000 to 4,000 rupees, depending on the brand brand of the ECU or piggyback module and your bike model. But making changes in the ECU will set you back by at least rupees 10,000. Or it could go up to 15, 20,000, 25,000. There are different brands of ECU, the different brands which reflash your existing ECU or provide piggyback ECUs like Power Commanders and stuff. But another main advantage of piggyback ECU is that later, when you want to tune it for better engine performance or you want to go faster, accelerate faster, you can change the setting also. So I think that was a pretty long description. So Will, now over to you. What are other things that you think can improve the efficiency, fuel efficiency?
So Anuj, these were like the very detailed bits that you know, a lot of riders would have to look after. But there are also some small things that, you know, all that can alter your fuel economy. One of the most basic things that you can do is turn off the engine at signals or at places where you know you are going to be standing for more than a minute or so. So it's always a good idea to turn off your engine. Second thing is fueling time. If you refuel your motorcycle in the morning, the petrol is denser than it is throughout the day. And that's primarily because of the temperature of it. So of course, this is not going to make a huge difference, but this density, this extra density during the cold temperatures will get you a little bit more petrol than let's say if you refuel sometime later in the day. Another thing that what you can do is avoid parking the motorcycle under direct sunlight. This again has to do with the temperature, because as the temperature gets warmer, the petrol turns into it turns into fumes. And you know, there's if you would have noticed, there's a small hole in the in your fuel tank lid. Now that is designed to let the fumes and the evaporated petrol to go out of the fuel and, you know, avoid any kind of a mishap from happening. So when you park your motorcycle under the sun, there's a chance that, you know, the fuel will heat up a little bit and you'll lose some amount of it, a very small amount of it, but you will lose some amount of it to evaporation. So you should avoid parking your motorcycle in direct sunlight. And the last thing that you can do is making sure that your chain is properly lubricated and it has the proper tension. What happens is if a chain does not have proper tension and there's a lot of slack, it wouldn't transfer the optimum amount of power from the drive chain to the rear wheel. And there will be a lot of power loss. What this will essentially result in is improper delivery of power, which will, you know, you'll be burning more fuel, but lesser power will be transferred to the rear wheel. And this will, again, result in a very bad fuel economy. So you should make sure that your chain is properly lubricated and the chain tension is at the optimum level.
So, Suvil, I think these are pretty minor things, but collectively they make a big difference, I must say.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah. So, on an ending note, I want to say that these were some of the ways to get the best possible mileage from your bike or scooter. If you think about savings per kilometer or per liter of fuel, it might not be a huge difference, but think about how much you can save in a month or in a year of riding. And when you look at the bigger picture, it will make a considerable difference. What do you say, Suvil?
It definitely will, Anuj, because see, you can't make the fuel economy increase drastically, but even the small steps will make a huge difference. And of course, buying an electric scooter makes a lot of sense in today's day, but it's not very convenient. You can go back to one of our old podcasts to listen to our views on that. But I think petrol-powered scooters, petrol-powered motorcycles, they're more convenient because they're easier to refuel. All you have to do is just go to a petrol bunk, get the tank filled, and you're good to go. You don't have to wait for hours to get the battery recharged and then go on about your business, right?
Right, Suvil, absolutely yeah. True. And thank you for your valuable inputs. Now, I think we'll end the episode here. Thank you for listening to us. We'll be back next week with an all new content for you people, something more useful and more informative. Meanwhile, you can write into us on podcast@bikewale.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can also go on our official YouTube channel, watch our videos, two-wheeler reviews and informative videos. And we hope you'll like them. Do not forget to check them out, like and share the videos and subscribe to our channel. See you next week.